Most Americans are monolingual, single language, can speak to each other in English and maybe fumble around in French or Spanish, and maybe are beginning to speak Chinese. But there is another language that's right up there, invented in America and often cited as the fourth most commonly spoken language in the U.S.
American Sign Language is the native language of deaf people. And American Sign Language is completely different than English. It has different grammatical structures and different syntax.
That's Daniel Durant speaking ASL, American Sign Language. He's also a star, a deaf actor who's being translated by Dylan Guile. Durant has a voice but prefers ASL, and using his animated face and graceful, intense body motions, he conveys a world of ideas, emotions, and in the case of theater, real drama. Daniel is a member of the company Deaf West, which has mounted a Broadway production of the show Spring Awakening.
Mama, who bore me? Mama, who gave me?
In this production, deaf actors are on stage, signing with their voice counterparts in an ensemble of music, movement, English, and ASL that is magic on stage. Here's Daniel signing and Dylan translating how this Spring Awakening production, directed by Michael Arden, is an awakening even for traditional deaf theater.
Historically, within deaf theater, the voice actors were actually placed off stage, and instead Michael brought all of our voice actors on stage to be viewed by the audience. So we're doing things a little bit differently.
Making this show work involved sophisticated staging, choreography, and translation for the 8 deaf actors, 8 hearing actors, and 7 onstage musicians. Daniel says the ASL translation was done by what are called American Sign Language Masters, who took the script and made the visual language into music.
So we did have 3 ASL masters. 3 of them are deaf, and the 4th was hearing. The hearing individual actually makes sure that the translations are then on rhythm and on beat. But the 3 ASL masters that are deaf prepare the translations. And also, they work with the hearing actors that did not know American Sign Language to make sure that their signs are clear and understandable by deaf audiences. So they also work as ASL coaches on the production.
The show all comes together as a radical statement about the integration of deaf culture with mainstream culture and the integration of disability culture with the universal themes in the show Spring Awakening, all about the repressed European culture of the 1800s and adapted from a German play from the same era. Ali Stroker is a hearing and signing actress in a wheelchair who takes this show another step into a whole new world. She is the first wheelchair user to make it to Broadway.
Of course, deaf culture is a part of our show, but I think it's bigger than that. The story is bigger than that. I think it resonates with anybody who's felt misunderstood. And Spring Awakening, the story is so powerful that it can work in all these different ways without having to talk about, you know, somebody being deaf. You can just tell the story through this other lens.
The show is a blockbuster, a worthy successor to the 2006 Tony-winning production. We'll have much more from Ali, Daniel, and Alex Boniello, the stage voice of Daniel's character, Moritz Stiefel, next on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
Mama, who bore me? Mama, who gave me?
Back in 2006, the Broadway show Spring Awakening, about the sexual repression of Victorian Europe, with a rock and roll musical score and teen characters that anticipated the ensemble TV hit Glee. In fact, 2 of those actors made it to Glee. In 2006, Spring Awakening was a Tony-winning revelation. And in 2015, it is once again.
I spent the entire day thinking about your note. Truly, it touched me, it did, that you'd think of me as a friend. Of course, I was saddened to hear that your exams came off rather less well than you'd hoped, and that you will not be promoted come fall. And yet I must say straight away that fleeing to America is hardly the solution. And even if it were, I cannot provide the money you request.
Aha, 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 well, fine, not like it's even worth the time.
In the current revival of Spring Awakening, deaf actors and hearing actors and musicians and dancers combine movement, music, and American Sign Language to tell a story about sexual repression, but also the story of intolerance for people with disabilities. In this case, the deaf, forced by hearing culture of the 1800s to communicate, quote, naturally through lip reading, not sign language. ASL, along with sexual liberation, become weapons in a social revolution in this Broadway musical. The staging is based on the Deaf West theater production and will continue through January 9th, 2016. Daniel Durant is deaf and plays Moritz Stiefel. His interpreter in our interview is Dylan Guile. Alex Borniello is the stage voice of Daniel's character, singing and speaking his lines in the show. And Ali Stroker plays Anna, the first wheelchair user to make it to Broadway. These actors talk about the thrill of being in a blockbuster show that also makes a statement about the power of theater.
It was amazing to be in a room with people that have to translate in their own way, because that's what I have to do anytime I'm working on a production. I have to constantly translate movement and whatever is happening on stage to work for me and my situation, because I do use a wheelchair. And it was really cool. Like, we were all just adapting, you know, through the entire process.
And you're in a wheelchair, as you just mentioned. It's not as though you don't have something to do already with your hands.
Right.
So
exactly.
How does that work? You've got to use your hands to move. You got to use your hands to talk. You have a great voice. You got that going for you. But that's a sort of form of theatrical juggling, I would think.
Yes, it definitely was. At the beginning, when we started doing the sign language with choreography and in the songs, I had to try to figure out what was important, like when could I give a push and then sign, or when was I going to be pushed by someone else and sign. And also, we got to the theater, the Brooks Atkinson on Broadway, and realized that the stage was really old and that there are actually hills within the stage. So all of a sudden, I take my hands off my wheels to sign a line and I'd start rolling away. And so we had to figure out a way to have my other castmates like hold on to my chair so I wouldn't roll away while I was signing a line or something like that.
The character you play, Moritz Stiefel, in the Broadway production, the original Broadway production, was a tragic character but a secondary character. In this production, you make this character almost central to the entire show. Did you have an ambition to make this character something that it wasn't when you began?
I would say I definitely did. I wanted to make sure that Daniel wasn't on stage, but rather that I was really showcasing Moritz and Moritz's story. And I think Moritz's story is central to the story of Spring Awakening. As you said, that character is extremely tragic. And it took me a very long time, and I struggled to embody that tragicness that you speak of and that you experienced in the show. And I think with both my physicality and Alex's voice, that is the character of Moritz, and it's been a really cool experience arriving at that point.
To see how your vocalizations, Alex, communicate, and you have a beautiful voice, and the musicality of the show comes through, but to have this separate channel of the intense physical tragedy, it's like the two of you are greater than the sum of your parts.
You know, I had never met a deaf person before, so in my experience, I had to very quickly learn how to aid Daniel in telling this story and this character's story. And for me, that meant, you know, sitting down with him with a script, him showing me the signs for everything, and me learning how to vocalize what a character's feeling, and, you know, him and I meeting in the middle to decide what the best way to do certain things is, and you know, working together. So that also includes me giving him cues physically. So I'll tap myself certain times so he knows what line of a song we're on, things like that. So that's been my experience of it. So it's been a very strong team effort, especially with me and Daniel.
And then, of course, the show is all about sex. Right?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
And if there's any subject that just, you know, you never hear talked about together, it's disability and sexuality.
Correct. And it's a part of my life and a story that I have been dying to tell. And I think that Spring Awakening just really resonates for me and for probably a lot of young teenagers with disabilities, of feeling like they're not understood and that they're not able to communicate their truth around sexuality. And it's an honor to be able to tell this story and also for this part of our lives to be exposed on stage.
Now, even though the show's about sexuality, you don't get any in this show. But still, that sense of repression is a part of the story of deaf culture in America.
Of course. Especially in the scene where we're in the classroom and the teacher is punishing the deaf children for signing in class. But as I've stated before, that's our native language. That's our natural expression of who we are. And in the 1890s, and even still to this day, deaf people are constantly being reprimanded for using their native language, their signed language. And so we do have a long history of oppression.
Best fan experiences after the show?
It's cool. A lot of different kinds of people have come to see the show. And, you know, of course you think, oh, Spring Awakening fans are young teenagers, but that's not really, you know, it's been such a diverse group of people, and it's really neat to meet them afterwards. It's really special.
Especially seeing the deaf community come out to see this show. Completely deaf audience members are getting a chance to see theater on a world stage.
Musical theater.
A musical theater, right. Yeah.
That's so unique.
And I mean, Daniel can speak more to this, but they can feel when a song starts. And, you know, they might not understand necessarily what music is, but you feel the rumble of the stage and of the music and the drums and everything happening. I mean,
it's been a really extraordinary experience getting to meet with the fans after the show. And like Ali said, we have a very diverse audience, and that's been wonderful to see. And some fans have never seen American Sign Language before or never met a deaf person before, and the show inspires them to go home and learn some signs and come back to the show again and show off that they've learned a few things in American Sign Language. It's such an honor to be in a production that has that kind of value.
Daniel Durant plays Moritz Stiefel in Spring Awakening. His interpreter during our interview was Dylan Guile. Alex Boniello is the stage voice of Daniel's character, and Ali Stroker plays Anna in Spring Awakening, the first wheelchair user to ever make it to Broadway.